It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And on the line, we have the Jackson County District Defender, Ruth Petch. Did I pronounce your last name right, Petch?
You did. Perfect.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it, because you have a phenomenal program for people who have a criminal case or a standing warrant, simply to come to the library, meet with an attorney, which normally, if you went to an attorney's office, let's not even talk about how much coins you drop. But the Tap-In Center, your free community program that lets people do so. Share more, Ruth.
It's a collection of people volunteering and really wanting to help people get their warrants cleared up. There's a lot of partners in it, the library, prosecutor's office, the municipal courts, and a number of state court judges. And the whole goal is for people to be able to get to court without having to be arrested, without having to pay bonds, or without having to do jail time. So this group really helps get warrants withdrawn so people can address their cases in court and not have to shell out money or do jail time.
Absolutely. Love this idea, because not everybody has it. And some of the cases may not be even, you know, I hate to say this, when you do a wrong, yes, but who's to say what will be the outcome, and particularly financially, for something that's really like a petty crime, petty warrant.
Right. The bulk of the warrants we're dealing with are traffic.
Wow, not we really putting all this focus on traffic warrants, but okay.
How, you just think when someone shows up with their kids, how an arrest would affect that family, right? Like, that's just hard.
But I also want to bring up something that you and I talked about, the effect of getting a job with a warrant. So once you guys get those warrants removed, that removes another barrier to them getting employment.
Right.
And last year you removed, you said 2,000?
Over 2,000. I think we were between 2 and 3. It's kind of, sometimes it's hard to tell because some municipalities withdraw stuff and you don't know. Like, okay. And what, you know, I think for me, what's most cool is just people volunteering their time to try and do, to me, the right thing. You know, like, all the partners are all completely voluntary. The courts have agreed to do it. It's, and there's no like pressure to join an organization or anything like that. It's just who shows up and who can get the work done. It's amazing what happens when people do show up, right?
Absolutely. If people want more information, when is your next Tap-In Center event? Do they have to register, or what do they need to do, Ruth?
The next Tap-In is this Wednesday, which is tomorrow the 9th. It's at the Bluford Library from 4 to 6 p.m. There's paperwork people fill out, but we have a group of volunteer lawyers, mostly public defenders, some people from other walks. And you fill out the paperwork, we'll research what warrants you have, we'll meet with you, and then we'll work on trying to get those warrants withdrawn. There's a variety of courts that do work with us. There's some that don't. We hope that's constantly expanding, but it is a very safe place, the library.
Yeah.
There's law enforcement isn't present. You don't have to worry that people are, someone's waiting to arrest you or something like that. And usually the warrants for the courts that do work with us are withdrawn within a week.
Jackson County District Defender Ruth Petch on the Tap-In, a free community program allowing people to get work with on their outstanding warrants for free. Ask your questions in a safe place, the Bluford Library, tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. If people want to know about future events, or how even maybe somebody's listening right now and they want to get involved on the law side, what do they need to do?
You could send us an email. We have an email address at kctapin@gmail.com. We also have a line. We don't. It's not always staffed for answering, but we certainly will respond to messages. 816-343-4899.
Well, thank you for the work that you're doing for people, especially those the most disenfranchised. And it's hard to pay for any court costs. So we definitely appreciate your empathy in that. Thank you so much, Ruth, for what you and your crew do.
Thank you.